Do you have travel plans this summer? Learn to speak like a local with Babbel, because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. Want to learn more? Keep listening to this podcast. Coming up on episode 1452, it's a triple cover story today, and three bands that you would never see together anywhere in any sort of list or presentation or anything, maybe in a record store, but that's about it. Coming up in this episode, you're going to hear covers of and by Robert Cray, Rush, and A Flock of Seagulls. Why does it work? Because it's covers, and we can basically play any genre we want together and make it all sound good. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, the music of Flock of Seagulls in honor of drummer, off and on drummer, Ali Score's birthday. Later on, we're also going to have some music by Rush in honor of Geddy Lee's birthday, but we're going to start today's show off with blues man Robert Cray, also would have been celebrating a birthday. Robert Cray, one of those under the radar, at least for me, under the radar blues musicians, amazingly talented. I'm trying to see when he passed away. He's still alive. Jeez Louise, why am I killing off Robert Cray? Why did I think he passed away? He just turned 70. And still with us, thank goodness. Still putting out the blues. Looking at his releases here, good. Well, that makes me a lot happier. Robert Cray, like you said, one of those under the radar bluesmen that that I discovered via one or two hit songs that he had on the radio in the 80s, 90s, I think it was late 80s, early 90s. We're going to hear covers of both of those songs. As a matter of fact, we're going to start off set one with one of those two songs. A slightly abbreviated title for this one. Betty Levette called it The Forecast. The original is called Forecast Calls for Pain. She put this out on her album A Woman Like Me in 2003. Here's Betty Levette.
My face is love and turn cold. a thing before.
Thank you.
wrong. Give me one reason to stay here, then I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely, you gotta make me change my mind.
Away my life. Said I don't want no one to squeeze me. They might take away my life. I just want someone to hold me and rock me through the night. And I'll turn right back around. Oh, give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely, you've gotta make me change my mind.
Their angry words sound clear through these thin walls. Around midnight I hear him shouting, "Faithful woman." And I knew right then the axe was gonna fall. And it's because of me, it's because of me. I heard him shout, "Who is he?" She mumbled low. He said, "Baby, don't you lie to me no more." And I'm listening through these thin walls in silence and shame. As she called out my name, I was right next door. And it's because of me, it's because of me, it's because of me, it's because of me. Well, she was right next door, and I'm such a strong persuader that she was just another notch on my guitar. She's gonna lose a man that really loves her. In the silence I can hear their breaking hearts. Right next door I hear that woman start to cry. Should I go to her? What would I say? It's because of me, it's because of me, it's because of me, it's because of me. Well, she was right next door, and I'm such a strong persuader. She was just another notch on my guitar. She gonna lose a man that really loves her. In the silence I can hear their breaking heart. Well, she went right next door, and I'm such a strong persuader. She was just another notch on my guitar. She's gonna lose a man that really loves her. In the silence I can hear their breaking heart.
Thank you.
that money can buy. I'm gonna drink it up from a
paper cup. Look here, Saturday night is fine. Bonnie.
Everybody's gonna stand up and sing their favorite tune.
Diana.
You can pick any tune that you want to.
B.B. King.
As long as it's the blues, playing with my friends.
Playing with my friends.
Playing with my friends.
Oh. Have a good time with my friends. Oh, playing with my friends.
We'll have a good time.
Playing with my friends.
Stevie Wonder.
Tony Bennett doing exactly that, playing with his friends. My God, what a cavalcade of stars in that one, right? Billy Joel, B.B. King, Sheryl Crow, K.D. Lang, Stevie Wonder. Trying to remember who else he mentioned. Just a revolving door of fantastic artists right there. Late, great Tony Bennett right there, playing with my friends. That one, the title track of an album that he put out in 2001. Called Playing With My Friends. Bennett sings the blues, a song originally done by B.B. King and Robert Cray. Before that, the Grass Cats, a little bluegrass version of Right Next Door, that one from the Grass Cats album, Home to Carolina from 2006. Give Me One Reason, yeah, the Tracy Chapman song covered there by Lee Ritenour featuring Joe Bonamassa and Robert Cray from the 2010 album Six String Theory. Albert King with a cover of Robert's Phone Booth from his album, his 1984 album, I'm in a Phone Booth Baby. And we start things off with The Forecast, or The Forecast Calls for Pain. Really stumbling over that one. The Forecast Calls for Pain. Betty LaVette from a 2003 album, A Woman Like Me. Happy 70th birthday to the still alive Robert Cray. We'll be back to some more music, some stuff by Rush in just a moment. Before that, I want to tell you about the sponsor for today's episode. Mon balade de plat, de plat. I'm saying that wrong because a lot of those words I haven't gotten to yet. Mon balade de plat. Yeah, right. I'm just asking you if you like my podcast, but I'm doing it in French because I'm learning French. Thanks to Babbel. Babbel makes it so, so easy. Look, this summer you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. Why choose Babbel? It's plain and simple. It works. The best way to learn a language is to go and live in the country of the language you wish to learn. But of course, not everybody can do that. Not many people can do that. So the next best thing, Babbel. In 3 weeks, you can start speaking conversational languages and not paying the hundreds of dollars that you'd normally pay for a private tutor. Don't fool yourself with language apps that are a little more than games. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations, and all of their tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, they're accessible, and they're rooted in real-life situations and delivered with conversation-based teaching. Like I said, I've been learning French, and the experience has been surprisingly amazing. It's really, really easy to use. It's really easy to kind of develop the habits with these languages. And you're not just learning this word means this, this word means this. You're learning situational versions of those words. For example, I'm learning salut means a different thing than bonjour. You use it in different cases. They both are a greeting. They both mean hello, but you use them at different times depending on your familiarity with the person that you're speaking to. I also love that it's completely like they've got voice recognition. So as you're learning a word, like for example, let's try this.
Bonjour.
As you're learning bonjour, you can say it back to get some practice and it'll tell you if you're saying it right. Real easy with a word like bonjour, but what about
au revoir?
Au revoir. Au revoir. It's great. It is so easy to use. And learning a language isn't necessarily easy, but using this app is. And it really, really, with me, has gotten some results. They've got over 10 million subscriptions sold. Babbel is a real language learning tool for real conversations. Here's what I want you to do. Here's a special limited time deal for Coverville listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for Coverville listeners, and go to babbel.com/Coverville. That's right. Get 55% off at babbel.com/Coverville. That's spelled BABBEL.com/Coverville. Rules and restrictions may apply. Go check them out today. And we thank Babbel for their support of the podcast. All right, let's get back to the music here, and we're going to jump into some Rush. This one really surprised me because, having been a fan of the show, I watched as the one of the female leads of the show kind of, subtly slid in some singing, some vocals into later episodes of the show. I'm talking about Haley Arantxa and the show The Goldbergs. Really fun show. It was like That 70s Show, except took place in the 80s. Had the adventures of the family, the Goldbergs family, as they experienced all the things that a lot of us remember from the 80s. And Haley Arantxa, I might be Arantia, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, in later seasons was forming a band, and so quite often you would hear this band play during episodes of the show, and we always felt like, oh, she's bucking for a singing career. Well, she probably was, but you know what? After hearing this song, I think she deserves it. With her cover of Rush's Tom Sawyer from the Goldbergs mixtape, from 2017. Here is Haley Arantxa and AJ Michalka.
A modern day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
today's Tom Sawyer. He gets high on you and the energy you trade. He gets right on to the friction of the day.
must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. We'll be right back.
subdivision.
In the basement bars, in the backs of cars, be cool, be cast out.
Hall and echoes
The Spirit of Radio by Lucky Uke. One of my favorites from those guys. They are fantastic. And everything they do sounds that cool, that sweet, that awesome. Lucky Uke from the album of the same name, from their self-titled album from 2010, a cover of Rush's The Spirit of Radio. Before that, Subdivisions by Ninja Sex Party, that one from their 2016 album Under the Covers. Big Wreck with a cover of Closer to the Heart, that one from the 40th anniversary deluxe edition of Farewell to Kings. Yeah, that's a Rush album. That's a Rush deluxe edition. But on one of their bonus discs for that thing, they actually included a bunch of covers, like five or six covers of their songs, which I thought was really surprising. Really cool way to do it. Fleesh. Before that, with a cover of Limelight from The Next Hemisphere, which was indeed a Rush tribute. And Tom Sawyer Tom Sawyer covered by Haley Arantia and AJ Machalka from the Goldbergs mixtape, that one. Kind of one of those big surprises that came out with the release of the soundtrack to the Goldbergs, that I enjoyed that so much, when it always seemed very ham-fisted to get some of those songs into the show, when they would slide those into the show. Again, happy birthday to Geddy Lee from Rush. All right, let's get one last set of music here. And Ali Score, the brother of Mike Score, one of the two Score brothers from the band Flock of Seagulls, celebrating a birthday. They had a little bit of a falling out in the 80s. He came back, though, and joined them for a lot of reunion tours and a lot of other future projects. Ali and Mike Score together again. So let's do a Flock of Seagulls tribute here. We're going to start off with the first song you'd expect me to play, the first song you'd expect from any Flock of Seagulls cover tribute right here. Here are the Holophonics with a ska version of I Ran.
Along the avenue, I never thought I'd meet a girl like you.
Meet a girl like you.
With auburn hair and tawny eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through.
You hypnotize me through.
And I ran so far away. Appears above your head, a beam of light comes shining down on you,
shining down on you.
The cloud is moving nearer still, aurora borealis comes in view,
aurora comes in view.
And I ran so far away. I ran all night and day. I couldn't get away. Touch your face, you're slowly disappearing from my view.
Appearing from my view.
Reach out a hand to try again. I'm floating in a beam of light with you.
A beam of light with you.
And I ran so far away. I just ran.
not the way you look, it's not the way that you smile. Although there's something to them, it's not the way you have your hair, it's not that certain style. It could be that with you. If I had a photograph of you, it's something to remind me. I wouldn't spend my life just wishing. The makeup, and it's not the way that you dance. It's not the evening sky. It's more the way your eyes are laughing as they glance across the great divide. If I had a photograph of you, it's something to remind me. I wouldn't spend my life just wishing. Tell me, is it all for nothing? Just don't walk out the door. If I had a photograph of you, it's something to remind me. I wouldn't spend my life just wishing.
Okay, there you go. There's your David Hasselhoff covering Echo and the Bunnymen's Lips Like Sugar. Why am I playing that one for a Flock of Seagulls set? Well, because Mr. Hasselhoff is being joined there for that song by Flock of Seagulls from his album Open Your Eyes from 2019, Lips Like Sugar featuring a Flock of Seagulls. Telecommunication, the orchestral version, that was one that was recorded with the... Let me see which orchestra that is. Does it say? It's Ascension is the name of the album. Flock of Seagulls re-recorded a bunch of their songs with an orchestra for that album in 2018. And it's really, really good. So it's a bit of a recover, but we'll take it. Space Age Love Song, covered by Skeleton Prince, a single that they released this year. Nouvelle Vague with a cover of Wishing If I Had a Photograph of You from 2019. That's one of their rarities. Won't find it on any of their main albums. You have to buy the Rarities Collection to get that one, and I urge you to do so because that Rarities album is great. And then the Holophonics giving us a little ska to start us off for that set with a cover of Iran. I recently learned, by the way, that that album, that first, that debut album, self-titled debut by A Flock of Seagulls, was a concept album. I didn't realize that it was about an alien invasion. I had that cassette. I think I still do have that cassette somewhere in a closet. And I need to give it a re-listen, or at least, you know, stream the whole album and re-listen to it as a concept album, because I had no idea that that's what it was. Happy birthday going out to Ali Score from Flock of Seagulls. And hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Guess the Connection. Answers will be revealed and a winner will be crowned, as it is every week. Prizes will be given away. Oh, so many things to do tomorrow morning. 9 a.m. twitch.tv/Coverville. That's 9 a.m. Mountain Time at twitch.tv/Coverville. Or just become a Coverville citizen. And you don't, it doesn't matter what time you listen, because you'll have almost a week to listen to that episode, get an answer in, and be in the running for the prizes. Yes, that's all you have to do. Just become a patron. For as little as a couple bucks a month, you can get those episodes in your feed. You get 6 cover songs. If nothing else, you get a podcast with more covers on it. But you also get a chance with those covers to win a prize. That's patreon.com/Coverville. Of course, we'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville, well, that's provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.